Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we're in here with Fat Jack. How you doing, my guy?
Doing good, and you? What's up, my name?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Nice to have you in here. You want to introduce us to your homies?
Oh, this is my name, Gotti Man, 1600. My boy, Meech Gotti.
How long y'all known each other?
I knew him all my life, and I knew him since like 2015, 16.
How'd you link up?
Him.
Oh, Century and Western?
Yeah, him. It was Century and Western. We came across each other on the bus.
On the bus?
Yeah, okay.
What were you doing on the bus?
Going somewhere. I don't even know where I was going.
Would you take the bus now?
Nah, because that ain't...
Hell no.
Especially now with the music I make.
Yeah, the bus is a weird period in your life, right? You got to leave the bus behind at a certain point.
We used to be ignorant on the bus, though.
For real?
Slapping train on the bus, all that.
Trains, actually.
If you sleep on the bus, we're going to slap you.
For real? Just anyone?
Anyone. You sleep, we're going to slap you and get off the bus.
No, I saw y'all doing a video, like, down in the train station.
Yeah.
It's not that common in L.A.
Yeah, people don't really, like, be thinking outside the box. I don't want to just keep doing videos over and over in the hood.
Right.
Like, it's cool to get a pier space, but it's like, you got to change the scenery up sometime, for real, for real.
That's the rental spot, pier space?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how people normally do videos, they just cop a spot on there?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Give me a good story from the bus, though, before we get going here.
What is a good story? How we, at one time, we was in the 30s, all that stuff with Fat Gary. We had got on the bus. And we was coming from the park, you know, it's a bus that ran up and down Western. So we coming from the park, we going down to the 30s to see what they got going. We get down there, and we end up seeing somebody sleep on the bus, bald head. He got his head back. And then everybody like, oh, who gonna slap him? Who gonna slap him? Who gonna slap him? I'm like, we all go slap you. So we all got off the bus one by one, slapping his head, mop, 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 mop. He woke up like, hey, man, what the fuck? Oh, God.
Man, thinking back on that, do you feel a little bad?
No. It was just fun. We was having fun.
Everybody got those episodes in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel it. Because I remember back in the day, we had a similar thing where when you're getting off the subway in New York City, like some people were reaching at the last minute and just fuck somebody's hair up real bad and then just dip out because the doors closed so hard that you can't do anything about it. So it's
bad as fuck.
Pretty similar, man. When you're a teenager, you just want to fuck with people's, I don't know,
fuck them up. Fun.
Yeah. So, okay, what area did you actually grow up in?
I grew up really West Adams, like that district type. Grew up over there, but, you know, things happen, and I connected with my boys.
Okay.
Let me see that.
So you always lived in the same area, and then at a certain point.
Me and him lived in the same area. I don't know where he lived. We just happened to go to the same, like, he went to the school after me, like, type stuff. We always, like, would catch each other at the last minute. Then we start going to jail, and then we really start seeing each other.
Right. Yeah. When did you first go to jail?
For me, probably, like, October 2016.
2016, so you remember that clearly. It's about when I started doing podcasts. Well, okay, so let's back up a little bit, though. Like, what was your family life like?
Man, my whole family, like, they gangbang. Like, they Crips. They always tried to, like, push me off that. Like, oh, nah, you shouldn't be gangbanging, blah, blah, blah. All that type of stuff. But they knew from early age, like, oh, yeah. Like, I see it in him. Like, my uncles would try to punch on me, all type of stuff. Like, nah, that ain't for you. Boom, but, man, I'm going to do what I want to do.
But, okay, they were Crips, like, I mean, there's some people who are, like, Crips, but then there's other people who are, like, going to their hood day. I don't know, like, all this. Yeah, you were, like, mama, really around it?
My mama still go to her hood day to this day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I done took them down there. He know. I took him down there. That
But you were seeing a lot of blue bandana jumpsuits and everything growing up.
Yeah, just a lot of extra dog, real crip stuff.
For sure. So your pops was around, or is just your mom?
Nerd, not around.
No. So you never had a relationship with him?
Yeah, I have, but I ain't messing with him like that. I don't think that's my place no more. He had his chance.
Just because what, you get older and you look at him and you're like, damn, I could never not be around for my kid like that?
Yes, I could never do no BS like that. Like, man, so with you, how could you leave your kid? Like,
yeah,
type of person he is.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, now it makes me look at people I know too differently. Like, damn, like what the fuck is wrong with you that this doesn't mean anything to you? You know,
I can't be friends with you if you're a deadbeat.
Really?
I tell the homies that all the time. Can't take care of your kids, we can't be cool.
What the fuck is this monstrosity that you're rolling up there?
Oh man, it's a contraction of the blend and the cooks.
Shit look like a glass blend.
Oh no.
So what is what's on the inside? It's papers on the outside.
Yeah, it's the wood wrapped in the paper.
Why do you? What does that do?
It make it more harsh than what it is.
You trying to be over?
Let me see them scissors.
You trying to be over here lightheaded?
Yeah, right. Like the blunt isn't harsh enough.
Nah, it ain't harsh enough. I smoke blend too.
Like your lungs just need. What was blang?
Blend.
It's blend. You put tobacco in it.
It's like basically not tobacco, but it's. It's a piece of the grabber leaf. You burn it.
Oh, you put that in there too?
Yeah.
Holy shit. You really out here taking chances.
What you can, you don't smoke like that?
I was smoking a regular paper, and before that, I used to smoke woods, and I stopped smoking woods because they're making me cough too much.
Bro, nah, bro. You got to hit this blend, my boy. It's heme right here.
It's heme. What is this? That's just like the new way of saying something's cool?
Like it's that, like it's all that type stuff.
Yeah, I know I'm out of the loop, but that don't really add up to me. Anyway, all right. So when you're like, at what point would you say you actually kind of jumped off the porch and started getting into shit?
See, we was at my age, like when I first, it was really when I first, yeah, started meeting him. When I met him, that's when it was really like all bunk from there on. Like, yeah, we was on BS.
Right.
Like we was doing our thing. Yeah, that's the type.
And when you say you were on BS, was it more that you were running around trying to get money, or were you beefing with people that early on?
Money, beefing, whatever. Like, whatever it came with, we was doing it type stuff. Like,
yeah. Right.
It was a lot of trouble, more trouble than anything. But, you know, beef was back in the day. Like, it's not how it is now. Like, beef, like, we'll meet up at the mall and fight. It ain't like that no more. Or we'll meet up at the King Parade and fight. We don't do that no more.
Right. That's interesting because I feel like I talk to a lot of like old school gang members who talk about the 70s or the 80s where it was like that. But I feel like it's also part of like being young, right? Or do you feel like even the young kids are on some crazy shit now?
You'll see some youth. I feel like old niggas up there too, ready to fight some young niggas.
Yeah, I feel like it's way more different now. Like I went to jail and I came home like, I'm like, damn, the stuff they doing like now as kids, like I could not get away with that like as a kid, like. They going to school in designer and all type of stuff. I never grew up like that. Barely had clothes.
I did not even know what the fuck. I couldn't. If you asked me what designer brands were when I was young, I would have been like, what the fuck? And if you told me like, oh, there's pants from Gucci that cost $900, I would have been like, what? I thought Abercrombie was expensive when I was a kid.
Hollister and stuff. Stuff like that.
Exactly. All right, why'd you get locked up in 2016?
A robbery. Snatched the phone on the train on my way to link up with some homies thinking like, oh yeah, it's Halloween too. So I'm like, oh yeah, like they talking about it's a party. They charging to get in the party. I need some money. Like, messed up, went right to jail.
So you just snatched it out of somebody's hand and what, the cops were lurking around the corner?
Yeah, they was already sitting at the train station. My plan was to snatch it and get off, get on the train. They bled me like, the kid screaming like, get my phone back. Then the police end up honking their horn to see what's going on. Then they seen it was police. Then they like, hey, he got my phone. But by the time they doing that, I'm taking off across the street. Like, I'm trying to run through traffic and everything. Like, man, I ain't going to jail today. I ain't never been. I ain't going. Then,
right.
I went in Goodwill, tried to change my clothes. I couldn't change my clothes. They like, nah, you gotta go. The security like, oh yeah, like, I know what you're going through, bro. Like, come on, I could take you to the back. That's the best I can do. We try to go out the back blocked off by a grip of clothes. So the manager come out like, y'all can't go through there. Go through the front. As soon as we going through the front, I see the police. I'm like, first, I just dropped the phone in the store. I keep walking. And then they end up having us, like, taking a whole little statement from them and having us sitting in the car. Then they end up finding the phone finally. It took them like an hour to find the phone.
Were you stashed it in the Goodwill?
Yeah, I didn't really stash it. I just dropped it. Like,
right.
Fuck it. Like, I'm finna go out this door. I'm not finna have it on me.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Makes sense. Okay, so you get locked up, and what was that like for your first time?
I seen a lot of people I knew, so I was comfortable.
Right.
I'm like, whatever. Like, I know it ain't too much trouble if they around. Like, they cooling. I'm cooling. So. Like,
right. Definitely. You have to fight in there, or is it not necessarily like that?
My first time, I had to fight. Second, third time, yeah. They coming. Oh, yeah. They see you across the yard. They need a fade. They gonna tell you, hey, hit that.
So there's nobody making you fight? It's just somebody has to want it, or you have to want it?
Yeah. It's either somebody gonna start or you gonna start.
Uh-huh.
It ain't no just like, oh, fight breaking out of nowhere. Like, it's just like, oh, you from enemy hood? I beef with you? All right, cool. You know what time it is.
Right.
Somebody's going to initiate that. It's either going to make you or break you. A lot of people break.
Right. Okay, so what age do you get put on the set, per se?
17. Fresh out of jail.
Oh, fresh out of jail. So being in there, you knew people, but you weren't officially part of something yet?
Not yet.
But they were still looking out for you.
Yeah, it was still gang, because, you know, we all been ganging around the same parts.
Right. But so, okay, then was it a feeling like you had to join, or was it just like, no, this is just a good time to do it?
It's a good time to do it. Can't get too old with this.
Mm.
Get put on 18 up, it's over with.
Why 18? 18 and up is embarrassing?
That's you a grown man now, like, able to make your own decisions type, like. Then now you going to the county jail and all that, like, so it's really like, nah.
Damn, that's crazy. So you just, like, you're done at 18. You can't ever join? Nah, a lot of people do, though, right?
Man,
a lot of
niggas people do. Be,
sure, niggas, the oldest they nigga
I
up.
Seen you put on was 27.
You seen me put on?
No, oldest nigga I
seen that you got put on. Okay.
The oldest nigga I seen you put on was 27 years old.
Yeah.
Fuck. And at the time, I was like, what, 13?
I bet you got some homies that got put on super late in life like that, right? That you just kind of look over it because you like them?
That nigga got put on at 27, and he's just like, you got put on for nothing. You're not even finna say no more.
Right. Yeah, what do you have to start doing once you join?
What you mean?
You'll start doing every dumb thing that they want you to do, right? Hey, aren't you like, you're at the bottom of the totem pole, right?
Program up, man. Here, you can put this in the
thing for me. Yeah.
You got to get your program up, man.
Right. So how long after that did you put out Is Regular?
Not that long.
Because that shit came out, what, 2021 or something?
2020.
That, and was that your first song?
That went viral, yeah. Because I was talking so crazy. Like, I don't know, the time. I think it was October 2020 October 18th, yeah. I dropped it that day. I had did the video and stuff. The video went super crazy. Like, 50 people showed up. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I didn't think it was going to go up like that because I had just dropped the song. And I'm like, the homies telling me, like, bro, you got to do a video. You got to do a video.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to do a video to it. So
this is like one thing we always say about L.A. rap and shit is that there aren't drill rappers in L.A.
I have a nigga west side.
You said what?
They're doing some sort of surgery here. That there's not really like drill rappers in L.A. per se. And yeah, you do have people who rap and will diss each other or diss different hoods and stuff, but it feels like a lot of people don't just because it's so fucking complicated out here. It's just that energy that you put out. I never really heard too many people in LA do a song like that where they just diss damn near everybody.
Because people scary. You going to stand on it? It's really like is you going to stand on it. Because, like, bro, they going to look at you some type of way. Like, oh, he popping all this. Like, say, for instance, I'm about to go to jail. So when I go to jail and I done just did all this music, like, oh, yeah, fuck this hood, fuck that hood, fuck this hood, fuck your dead homie, fuck your dead homie. It's like people going to see me and be like, I feel some type of way about that. Like, I need a fade. You don't stand on that, it's going downhill from there. Your career is going downhill. Your gangbanging career, music career, whatever, it's all going downhill from there because now it's not credible what you're talking about. So
what made you want to make that kind of song where you just called everybody out by name and talked about everybody that you don't get along with?
Shit, really dropping my nuts. And then, like, when I made it, it was like the enemies had their version. So I'm like, man, I'm finna make a Crip version to where they could listen to it. I'm shouting out everybody, my homies, the hood, different hoods, this and op hoods, all that type of stuff. Like, I knew where it was gonna go. I had released it like 20, like not even released it. I did a video in jail. I wasn't even official yet.
In jail, you did the video?
In jail, I did a video.
What, someone had an iPhone?
Yeah. An art man came into class one day, and he like, is anybody in here an artist? Like, and I'm not just talking about music. Man, all the homies looking at me like, he could do it. And I'm like, what the fuck? No, like, I can't do it. They're like, yes, you can. Like, get up there. I got up there. They played the beat. And then I'm like, all right, let me go live off my Instagram. He didn't know what we was doing. He just thought we was playing the beat. I'm like, all right, let me go live on my Instagram. I go live. It's not rolling. So the homie like, let me go live. He go live. It start booming. The beat play. I start gassing up. But I could, you know, the song like 3 minutes of straight gas. So I can't do the whole thing. So I did like 2 minutes. And it was just going viral like overnight.
Yeah. Can you flick the put that on doing a disturb or something? Sorry.
It's like going viral. Like next morning, I swear to God, I kid you not. I'm sitting in my room and the walls is thin in the halls, so you can hear upstairs, next door to you, all that. So it's a unit upstairs. I hear a new kid coming. I hear the door lock and everything, boom. So when I hear it lock, they like, hey, bro, them niggas downstairs got a phone. They going viral right now. That nigga Fat Jack was just rapping. He just did a viral video right now. And I'm sitting there listening, so I started yelling at the homies like, hey, like, y'all hear them? So they're like, yeah, we hear him. Like, I'm like, damn. So I get on the phone. They telling me, like, yeah, the video going crazy right now. Everybody screen recorded the live. It's just going stupid right now. I'm like, bro, that's crazy.
Damn. So it was just like that. It just fucking caught on in the jail before it caught on anywhere else?
Yeah.
Because this video is you rapping it in jail to the camera or whatever, right? So you've been had those lyrics for a long time?
Yeah. I had them for a cool minute. And I did a lot of time in jail, so after I got out, that's when I dropped it, like, probably not, like, but a year later.
So what was the reaction like?
I got love from a lot of places. Like, I seen people commenting from Jamaica, like, it's love from Jamaica, bro. Like, I know y'all don't understand this, but y'all like it, so hey, like, on game. It was a good reaction, some good reactions, some bad reactions. Like, people would be mad. Some ops would be reposting it like, oh yeah, like, this nigga a bitch, blah, blah, blah. Like, fuck this nigga, like, fuck his head, blah, blah, blah. Trying to get back, basically, you feel me? Trying to get back as much as they can, because that's all they gonna do. But on game, it was just a lot of love and hate. I can't say it was all love.
But is the hate like violent rage from people, or are people more just like, man, fuck you? Because that's what I'd be worried about if I were you. I was like, oh, they're coming for me.
No, I ain't worried about them coming for me. Like, if they was gonna come, they would have came. But I've seen a violent rage. Like, I've seen what it can do. Like, a nigga really mad, blowing my phone up. Like, really, like, hot. Like, like, right. Really ready to crash out at any moment. You know me, I'm nonchalant, so I'm just gonna laugh at you, bro. I'ma laugh.
Do you have any, like, OGs or, like, famous rappers tap in about it?
Not really. I mean, it's some people, but it ain't really like nobody too big. Ain't nobody too special.
Okay. I feel like Snoop Dogg would be like, oh, I like this. But then again, it's probably a little too controversial for him at this point in his life.
Yeah, I don't know. If he fuck me up, I'll fuck with Uncle Snoop.
For sure. Yo, the other thing that stood out to me about it was just the fact that you got a lot of guns in that video, which that's another thing that you don't always see in L.A. is people a lot of times won't be flashing the guns so much because I feel like there's, you know, pressure from the cops and everything.
Oh, look, I was testing my luck. I'm telling you, I'm testing my luck. Homie's like, bro, you crazy. Like, you're on the main line with Blick out like this. Like,
I'm like,
it's just a video. Like, we're going to get it out the way and go. But it was just like, I don't know. Nobody seemed to call the police. Like, we didn't encounter no police that day at all. Like, and then we went from, like, from the hundreds to the 30s. Like, we was just going to different hoods. Then we went to op hoods, too.
In that video?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I didn't pick up on that. That's spicy right there.
Yeah, we went to, what's that school, Bret Hart?
Yeah.
We went to Bret Hart right there by Manchester Park. Was right there. They did a video right there. That's why I want to do my video right there. Like,
okay.
Since it's a thing, can I do it too?
But you didn't run into anybody?
No.
You know, sometimes when I watch videos, it feels like the guns that they're showing in the videos are guns that they like rented or got from the gun store. They're like brand new, mad attachments on it. I'm not gonna lie, you had some old ass guns in that video too. I was like, that
the
shit looks
on my head about that every day. I promise. Every time I go hang with, you know, ASM Bobster.
Yeah.
Every time I go hang with him or his homies, they like, bro, what was you doing with this big revolver? Like, you had that fofo. And then you would read the comments. Like, I read my comments a lot. So I seen, like, in one of the comments, like, that boy got that Red Redemption revolver. Like, he might go crazy. Woo, woo. I'm like, man, let me see that torch, bro.
Oh, man. But now I guess you'll never be able to make a video again without thinking about that, huh?
Yeah, man.
That's hilarious.
It's always, look, they always going to point out something that you did wrong in the video. But I don't feel like it's wrong.
How do you know ASM Bobster?
That's my boy. Really met him in jail, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I usually seen him a lot in the 40s.
Uh-huh.
When they had this thing going on, the lot. It was something called the lot. It was rolling. I see Bob there every day. And me and him, we always would talk like, yeah, we got to make music. Because, you know, he was making music, too, before that. I Like the Way You Move went viral.
Mm-hmm.
He was making stuff before that. And he was hot too, but we never like really mixed unless we was at that lot. Like, you wasn't at the lot, like, I wouldn't see you. Like, I wasn't just pulling up to his hood.
What was the lot?
The lot, man.
Is it literally a parking lot?
Yeah, a parking lot, man.
But what was in the parking lot? Yeah, just a bunch of cars?
That's in the parking lot.
Yeah. He had a grip of, you know, activities, like, man, like, you got the dice game. You got the females. You got homies getting high, drinking lean, popping perks. You know, you get your daily dosage there, too. If you need some lean, you need some perks. It's there for you. You feel me?
This, like, sounds like the kind of thing that the cops would probably be shutting down.
They did shut it down, but, you know, it's all right. We had a good run.
It was an era. It was a good run. That's what's up. What are your thoughts on, like, oh no, I wanted to ask about why you're about to get locked up.
For this case, some stuff at a studio they said I did. I didn't do nothing. I have nothing to do with it. Like, the witness even came to court and was just like, oh, I don't know him, whatever. Boom, like, they just picked up a group of random people for nothing, like, trying to scoop us up. So now I'm finna just take the time. I'm not finna play with my life because, you know, the system is janky. So I'm finna just take the time and just go on with it. It's a small point of time anyway, so.
How long?
Just 2 years.
And what was it,
really
a robbery
gonna be
or something?
16 months. Yeah, robbery. I'm not even into robbing people. I got my own stuff, man.
Right. Yeah. But you would rather take the 2 years than take it to trial?
Yeah. I'm not finna go to trial. I have to sit through all that. And then what if I do actually end up getting found guilty?
Yeah.
Then now I got to, instead of taking that 2 years, now you got 7 years to the face.
Ugh.
So I'm cool. I'm just take the time.
Right. Are you a person who's like really worried about doing time, or is it at this point it just feels kind of regular?
Yeah, it's regular. I already had a taste of the county, so it's like, all right, been there, done that. I can do it again type.
But you're going to prison or you're going to the county?
I'm going to prison, but I got to go through county to get to prison. I ain't going to just go straight. You feel me?
Right. Is prison supposed to be different, right? Like the fucking, it's more based on race rather than gangs? I guess you ain't been there yet, so.
I can't tell you. I ain't been there. I know homies have been there. Like, but I ain't been there, so I can't tell you. I'll find out when I get there.
Is it going to be weird for you if you have to be cool with some dudes that you normally wouldn't be cool with? To fight against the white man?
To be honest, bro, it's like, YA was like that. Like, I went to Youth Authority, so me and him was in Youth Authority together. So it's like more of like, it was like that in there too, like more of a race. Like, yeah, you're going to fight your enemies, but it's more of like staying with your race type.
Right.
Fuck with it. I don't know why it can't just be op on op, but hey, it is what it is.
Well, I mean, ultimately, it's going to be less violence, right?
Or you look at it like a free-for-all.
It ain't going to really be.
Yeah. Or you just look at it like a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can move like that too, but
high stakes.
I mean, think about it. If all the Mexicans are sticking together and then the black dudes are fighting amongst each other, it's going to make the black dudes at a serious disadvantage when it comes down to some sort of fucking war, right? I feel like that's probably why it's like that.
We're not going to be all together.
When we speak on YA, it's way different.
But I'm saying like, YA is the fake politics. Yeah. When you get to the pen, that's the real politics. That's when you get to YA, that's some beginner BS. Exactly.
That's some bullshit. Like, you're just going to be all in bullshit all day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just literally. Basically.
It ain't no chilling. Even if you are chilling, you ain't going to be able to chill.
Really? So until you're locked up at night, you got to have it on your mind. Like, something's about to go down anytime.
It can happen anytime.
Right.
Like, I don't want to go to my room. Why are you getting right up? I'm kicking it off. Some stuff. Something like that. Like some dumb stuff. Like, it'll be dumb stuff.
You really got me wanting to keep my nose clean. At this point, I'm like, man, I got to stay the fuck away from all that.
Damn. I try to stay away from it, too. I don't know how it find me. Mm. Every time, find me. I don't really do nothing. I'm a good kid, man. I just want to do my music.
Right. So, are you interested in, like, really going for it rap-wise? Like, are you trying to sign to a label? Would you want to go that direction?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I stopped really, like, I did It's Regular part one and part two, then I was done. Like, I probably slip it in every other few songs, but now I'm popping, like, more, like, fly shit, like, more of, like, different from, like, I know people don't want to hear, like, my mom can't be down the street slapping my music, and it be, oh, fuck this, fuck that, fuck this, that. And they hear it on her. Now they thinking, oh, who in that car? My mama car tinted down. So they going to be like, who in that car? Like, you never know. They could eat the car or whatever. Like, that's weird. So
that's how I felt. When I first heard it, I was like, I'm going to put this on my playlist. And then I was like, I'm going to listen to this with the windows up.
Yeah. Like,
even though realistically, like, most of the places I'm driving are not places where anyone would know what the fuck that is.
I try to warn people, like, when people call me playing my music loud in the car, I be telling them, like, bro, where y'all at? Like, turn that music down. Like, y'all doing too much. Windows down. Nah, bro, y'all can't be going like that.
Mm.
So,
Does it feel like, though, like, you have to keep talking about crazy shit because that's what the fans want?
That is the most requested. I'm not even gonna lie. People be like, yeah. Like, I got other videos, and they'll get to, like, 20,000, 40,000. The gangbanging stuff, 200K plus.
Mm.
Over the top. So it's like, they want to hear that, but if you really mess with me, you're going to listen to whatever I'm putting out there. You're going to really, like, if you're really a real fan, like, that's how I feel. And they, some people still rocking with me. Some people, they know I will come with some of that disrespectful stuff out of it. But, bro, you got to do something, like, I don't know. It depends on what people put in their music for me to feel like, oh, yeah, I got to go in there and say this about you.
Mm. even your name, you had to modify it for gang purposes, right?
Yeah. Fatjack. F-A-T-J-A-H-K, not the C-K-C-C, none of that.
You can't be anywhere near a C-K.
Nah.
Calvin Klein boxers, it's not happening.
Nah.
That's how I felt when I was at Cool Kicks. You know, with the shoe, the shopping place with the YouTube channel.
He put that in the song before, caught an op. I just ran him out as Cool Kicks.
I said to AD, I'm like, this might be kind of a complicated place for you to be. I don't know. I guess he was trying to play it off. But yeah, so you ever see Crip Mac behind bars?
Yeah.
I had to ask.
My first time in the county.
I feel like you guys would get along good.
I seen him ASAP, like.
Really?
Like, I was in IRC for like 4 days. They sending me to Wayside. While I'm going to Wayside, I'm in a tank, but you hear him, he loud. He coming in, they bringing the units down to get on trains. He loud. 55 screen. So you know me, I get out the bars like, C Mac, neighbor. He like, who is that? I'm like, it's Fat Jack. He like, neighbor, 55 screen. Like, I'm like, what? So I end up getting on the same trans van as him. Bro, that Bobby Shmurda came on. He remixed it to like a 55th Street version. Bro, I was so annoyed because I'm trying to sleep on the bus. I'm like, bro. This guy is tripped. Then he's standing up. You know, you chained to somebody next to him. I'm sitting in the cages in the front. He in the back. He's standing up. God, I'm out of my league. And then he's trying to hold his five to his head. I'm like, bro, it was just like, oh.
So it's pretty much the same as him on the podcast, yeah.
Old comedy scene.
Damn.
That's gang, though. He cool.
Yeah.
Gave me some noodles and stuff before I went to a dorm.
Really? Well, shout out to Crip, man. He's about to be out, I think.
Yeah, I heard real soon, real soon.
Yeah, hopefully you tap in with him on the way in, though. When are you supposed to actually go in?
I was supposed to go in tomorrow, but my co-defendant, he got COVID, so I got to go to court with him. Uh-huh. Like, I can't take no deals and none of that, so I'm going to go with him, and we're going to do that together. Like, so they probably just going to push it back, like, 2 weeks. You know, it take 2 weeks to clear that. Uh-huh. So, and then when we go to court, I'm going to take my time, and then I'm going to go in from there.
I know. You came in wearing a lot of orange today. You antagonizing shit?
No, nah, man, I like the color, man. What the hell? The homies be on my head about that, too. I wore some bright orange pants to the hood one day. They're like, oh, no. Even some of the homegirls like, oh, no, you need a DP. You walking up here like, you from over there.
Yeah, Crip Mac is like of the opinion that Crip should only wear blue. He's like the last one on earth.
I'm like very fashionable, so I can't agree with that.
Yeah.
I can't go with that, just blue. I wear red, green, orange, purple, whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, let it out. All right. Anything else we should know about? Sucks you got to go down for a couple years, but hopefully it's shorter.
Man, just know Hood Trophy Records, Grimy Cartel, ASM, it's all the same. We coming this year. My boy Meech Gotti, he going to hold it down till my boy Nine Nations get out. Then when he get out, they going both. Step on it, man. I'm trying to step on it now. It's going up, but they got to keep it going. I just dropped a video with him called Expensive Drip. Probably what, like 2 days ago?
Fire.
Yeah. That shit hard. Like,
that shit was yesterday.
Like yesterday, huh?
That shit
yeah.
was yesterday.
I woke up and the video already out.
Right.
I was asleep all day. I didn't sip some lean and was just over with. Did a 10-hour studio session. But yeah, we coming, man. Like on gang, like Fat Jack TGL, like. Get used to this face. It's here, baby.
Niggas
it's here.
Know, we rolling loud Central.
Oh, yeah. We just out rolling loud all that. Like,
oh, really?
Doing stuff a lot of people can't do, man.
I was rolling loud.
Crazy.
That nigga old Jeezy. Fucking old Jeezy.
Yeah, fucking with old Jeezy, Shoreline Mafia and stuff. Hey, bring my boy Bop out. Yeah, we was going crazy. It was like 13,000 people out there. It was crazy. Like, man, hella people.
Was out there fire.
Damn, that's crazy. That's what you got to get on once you get out.
Yeah. Oh, gang.
Who's going to bring you out, though?
Shit, now Bop.
They too shook? Oh, yeah, Bop ain't Bop. Scared, huh?
I'm going to make Bop now. It's your turn, buddy. Okay.
Yeah, that's what's up. All right. Yeah, thanks for your time. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me. One of you.
Probably going to have a very upset almighty suspect with me after this comes out, but
oh, I know. Who cares? Who cares?
We're going to have to figure it out somehow. All right. Appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you guys for rolling through. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, etc. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support.